Welcome to the Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk, a show committed to educating, empowering, and entertaining you while saving you thousands. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Formal education will make you a living. Self-education will make you a fortune. It's time to gain knowledge and become the guardian of your financial future. I want to thank our sponsor, Cornerstone Mortgage, known for having the lowest rates and the smoothest closings.
If you have a question you would like addressed on the air, you can call or text the show at 314-472-DOUG. That's 472-DOUG, which is 3684. All the information from our show is on our website at smartwithyourmoney.com.
I am joined by my trusted co-host, my beautiful wife, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome, Tam.
I'm glad to be here today. It's a recovery week for us.
It has been a recovery week. I'm much happier to be here this weekend than what we did last weekend.
We did. So to fill you guys in, we went down to help his mom.
My mom's 82 years old, and this is, my mom lives with her brother, so lives with my uncle, and he's 70. He moved in for her to take care of him, but now as she's gotten older, she definitely get to the point. It's, you know, a little dementia starting to set in. Mm-hmm. Had some health problems. She had Lyme disease from tick bites, and they live on this remote farm where, you know, there's no. I mean, the toilet, when you sit on it, you feel like you're gonna go right through.
It's a sit and spin.
This thing is constantly moving. It's not a good scenario. It's gonna go through the floor very soon.
Yeah.
No air conditioning still. On those 100-degree days, you know, they're sitting in it with no air conditioning.
Right.
And she's really never had air conditioning in her entire life.
She has never had air.
I mean, she grew up with no running water, no electricity, in a 2-room log cabin with 9 people, you know, walking uphill both ways to school.
That's right. Well, she's just a simple person, meaning the simple needs. She just doesn't need a whole lot. However, she needed 32 trash bags this weekend. Or last weekend, I guess it was, to help her with the junk mail.
Well, yeah, not just junk
sorting.
Mail. So when I talked to her on the phone, I could just tell that that she really needed some help. I mean, she lives 4 hours away, so it's not like we can't just drive
pop
her and
in
back.
To check in on her, right?
Right. So it's a much bigger deal to try to get there, and her bills weren't getting paid. Getting some
that was our first
notices.
Sign, right?
And trying to figure out a way, okay, how can we take over her bills? And she needed me to do her taxes for her. So driving down there to try to locate her tax stuff. And the intent was we might be able to go down and back in one day. That wasn't happening because once we got down there and started going through the paperwork, because the attempt was to clear out one room because they're hoarders and the house has gotten so full that they can't even sleep in beds anymore. They have to sleep. They each have a recliner in the living room they sleep in. And that's the only room we were trying to clean out was just the living room.
Right.
So anyway,
16 hours the first day and 14 hours the second day.
Yeah. So we finished
working.
We finished at basically 10 o'clock at
down.
Night on Sunday night and had to drive back, you know, 4 hours St. Louis to get back till 2 a.m.
2 a.m. on Monday morning.
32 contractor bags full of paperwork. So reason we're talking about this is there's a lot of lessons from this. There's several things that you people that are listening right now, either you or it could be a loved one that may be reaching the situation and making sure that you have a plan. So it also, you know, when it comes to organization, I think that's one of the keys that we want to talk about in this segment, because when you have disorganization in your life, it just creates so much waste.
Not only that, but the emotional feelings that it's created. I mean, she's been depressed a little bit about her home because she really wants it clean. And so the other part of this, the side of this reality is that she didn't have the stamina to be able to take this on. It just got too easy to put it in a stack next to her or in front of her or on the side of something. And that's when we came in. So,
well, in hoarding, here's what I see about it. Was an interesting dichotomy is that hoarders are so attached to not wasting that they create massive amounts of waste.
That is true.
They don't throw anything away because everything to them has some kind of value.
Right.
Every egg carton, every little container, it didn't matter if it was a bottle or a mayonnaise jar or whatever the heck
it
was.
What was the motto of the weekend? maybe because or something like that.
I might need that.
I might need that at some point.
Whatever it is. So they don't throw anything away because it has value in their mind. And so much stuff stacks up that it gets disorganized. And then the disorganization makes it difficult to keep up with bills and important items, which then waste gets created through late fees, disconnections, useless items being bought. How many things did we see bought that weren't even opened?
Right. And, you know, I don't know anyone out there that you have to approach this with respect, because they don't, you know, a person doesn't want to feel stupid that they got taken advantage of or anything like that. So I approach things in more of checking in with her and an emotional, coming from the emotional place to say, you know, how do you feel about if we just, do you want this room clean? Like checking in, and yes, do you, how are you feeling right now? And she had some anxiety throughout the day. A couple of things I wanted to bring up, and I know, Doug, you have a whole nother place you want to go with this too, but some things that you need to take a look at is if the person saves stacks of sweepstakes solicitations or magazines or anything, and all of a sudden you start seeing these stacks, this is a problem. If you start seeing unusual number of packages in boxes unopened, this is a problem. If you see the magazines that are laying around and they're not even opened, this is a problem. So one of the things that we checked in with her on was that the fear factor came in, where the way it's worded is that if you don't pay, we're going to ...
Right.
And that was enough fear for her to pay a bill anyway. And so the waste you're talking about.
Well, yeah, and you didn't even mention that yet, is that there was so much waste going on with things being paid that weren't necessary.
Right.
My mom was a nurse. So the Mayo Clinic has her on some list where they're sending her these 600-page books at $60 a book with all this medical stuff in it. She doesn't read it. The stuff goes on a shelf. She doesn't read it at all and doesn't even want it, but she doesn't even know how to cancel it.
Right. She didn't know how to cancel it, and she didn't think
she ever even ordered it.
She said she never ordered it, but there was a letter that said that if she didn't pay this, that it would affect her nursing license.
Or here's other things that were major waste. So my mother she's a retired government employee. Mm-hmm. So her insurance is through Mail Handlers. That's the name of the insurance company. Well, I also see that there's the National Postal Mail Handlers Union, and when they write that, they write National Postal really small and write Mail Handlers really big. Mm-hmm. So my mother, being elderly, she sees mail handlers, and she's belonged to this mail handlers union now for quite a few years. So I look it up online, and this is for postal workers. This is a union for postal workers. She wasn't a postal worker. She's just a retired government employee, occupational
health
nurse.
She didn't need that.
Right. So she's paying all kinds of unnecessary stuff, all these supplemental insurances that she doesn't need.
Right.
It was just amazing, the amount of things. So you need to review this stuff with your parents. And if you're getting to that stage, I want you to be prepared, because know that as we get older, it's only going to get more difficult.
Right.
And you better have a plan as you go into it.
And she was very open to going through all the bills and, you know, letting us know what it was that she had, and we went through the checkbook. So as a parent, I urge you to, you know, really educate your children about what is for real, and where your bank accounts are and all that good stuff. And then as a child, make sure, an adult child, make sure you're checking in with your parents and making sure that you are clear with what bills are what. That's my two cents.
Okay, so a couple other things I want to add to this is that you have to have a system for how you handle your paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm somebody that I grew up with a background of disorganization. I'm not, like Tammy, you said it was always easy for you.
Yeah,
it was not easy for me. My mind would be cluttered, and I did not know how to set up the systems. And I got turned onto a book by David Allen called Getting Things Done. And Getting Things Done has a great flow chart, how to master workflow. So when something comes into your world, direct mail comes in, it may be a bill, it could be an email coming to you, but this mastering workflow process works for anything that you do. And David Allen had a couple rules in his book, Getting Things Done. One of my favorites is the read review stack, because my mom had had to be thousands of magazines in that house. And she didn't even throw a lot of those away, a lot of the magazines, because she still thought she was going to read them. And so his rule is put all your reading material in one place. Okay, you have your read review stack. And when that stack falls over because it's too big, you throw it away. Okay, you have to put yourself on a reading diet. Okay, because we think that we want to read all the stuff, but we just don't have time for it. So put yourself on a reading diet. She was paying for so many magazine subscriptions at $50 a year per magazine that were never being read. It's a total waste.
Yep. She was so confused. So, yeah.
So make sure that you review your direct mail, know what you're getting, know what you're paying, and have a system. Open your mail over the trash can. Okay? Mm-hmm. Don't let the stuff stack up. Open over the trash can, because the majority of it is just trash.
Right.
All right. So if you want to see some points of this and that mastering workflow process from David Allen, I'm actually going to put on our website. If you visit smartwithyourmoney.com and look for the blog post on having a system for life is what we're going to call this. And we'll go ahead and attach that on there, the PDF, where you can download this. And we'll also stick it in the resource section of our website. So visit that today. Now, coming up, we're going to be talking about going beyond the pre-approval on a mortgage to the diamond approval from Cornerstone Mortgage when we return. You're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.